It was my in my secondary school, and then the teacher, she used like some pictures to teach about English. So I think it's really really good, because so that like we can really see what it means. So because sometimes like in English it will be like meaning something, but in Burmese language it's like different meaning. So I think it's like really good experience for me.
And your studying of English, did it start at what age or what level did it start in Burma?
We have to learn English as a second language in school, so still as a like foreign language. So we have to like mostly learn about like reading and writing, but listening and speaking is a little bit limited.
So you started in primary school or secondary school?
We have started since kindergarten. Yeah, the basic things.
And does it ever get to a stage where you're learning another topic in English, or English is always a separate subject?
Always a separate subject, but until we got high school, and then we have all the other textbooks in English, but the medium will be in Burmese.
So that's really interesting. So you get the instruction in Burmese, but you're reading in English.
Yeah, exactly.
So how does that work in the classroom?
It was a little bit hard, but what I would say is like one good thing is we can really understand what it means, especially like physics and maths and everything. But the other point is like we are more and more weaker in speaking and listening.
And what about some of those technical words from science that are in English? Are they translated into Burmese? Are there new words created in Burmese?
Especially for like chemicals, we don't have a new name. We just use like English names to describe about that one.
That's interesting. Now, you're studying in Hong Kong as an international full-time student. What was it like when you came here and you started using English?
Before I came to here, I prepared like many things, for example TOEFL. So I think it's not very like challenging for me, but of course like for example like reading and then the reference, how to do those kind of researches is like kind of like a little bit challenging. So what I did is like I took a class which is about like English writing classes, and then they taught me about like how to especially adapt to the university readings and writings.
And beyond university, do you see much of a role for English for you?
I don't quite get.
After you finish, do you think you'll be using English much?
I think it depends, particularly if I still continue studying, and I think English will be like still in touch. But if I'm going back home in Myanmar and at work, then maybe English will not be used that much as I am right now.